He gave a shvuz on first shvuz. I just did a fascinating Gemara. I just say over the Gemara. The Gemara in Saita, Daf Mem Zayin, says, it's okay to shvuz, is that it says, Balak brought 42 karbanas. It says, because he brought 42 karbanas, so 42 people in Klal Yisrael died in Melachim Sheni for some kind of, his purpose was that the Klal Yisrael should be destroyed. So he succeeded, the karbanas succeeded in killing 42 people. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how could you say that? Chazal say that we learn mitok shalolishma balishma, we learn not from Balak. Because he bought 42 karbanas, shalolishma, he was zayche, that Rus should come from him, and eventually David and Shlomo, who bought thousands of karbanas. So Gemara says it's both right. He had kavana to kill Klal Yisrael. He was trying to kill Klal Yisrael, so he killed 42 people. But at the same time, he got a mitok shalolishma balishma. So it's just like a wild thing. A person does a mitzvah, shalolishma. You know, he was really trying to do an aveira, trying to murder Klal Yisrael. But it was a maisa mitzvah, he brought a korban. So that brought about, through the lamdas, the mitok shalolishma balishma, after like 10 generations, that you should have the Dubin and Shlomo. You know, we sort of expect, that's what I was telling the high school, we look for instant gratification. It means that if I do a mitzvah, okay, I'm supposed to get the reward, I expect it tomorrow. You know, where's the siyata d'shmaya tomorrow? Mitzvah goeres mitzvahs, I want it tomorrow. Here, the Balak does a mitzvah, but the ramification of the mitzvah goeres mitzvah, so to speak, which is, and this way even more than mitzvah goeres mitzvah, mitzvah goeres mitzvah, took like 10 generations to come about. But a maisa comes about. I think that's a little bit of the chizik, that you do a mitzvah, that's what I was trying to tell the high kids. You do one mitzvah, you don't realize that one mitzvah is not just one mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, Balak did one mitzvah, but there was all kinds of ramifications of that mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. It brings about all kinds of other mitzvahs. Maybe you don't see it, it takes generations, but it comes eventually. Okay, that was my shmooze.
Rebbe saying two chedushim, right?
I don't know, what's the two chedushim?
I mean, first of all, just stand that counts as anything.
Yeah, okay, yes.
So
it's an Aveira.
Mechavim for an Aveira.
Isn't that a bigger
thing? Right, we have that same thing by Oig, that he was mechavim for an Aveira.
He wanted to kill Avram.
And he ended up getting a tremendous chus, yes. But but I found the more
inside. It doesn't mean there's no Onish for it, too.
Yeah, it was an Onish. But what I found was the most, and it's such, and that's not just a little chus, to have Rus, to have Dubin and Shlomo, that's like a major chus. It's not just a little schluss. But what I wanted to push was that doesn't have to come right away. We always think it's going to come right away, or at least in your own lifetime. You have to have, Hashem doesn't have to do things right away. No. Mitzvah, especially, is like it's a schar. So it doesn't mean it's going to always happen right away. You do a mitzvah, you'll get the schar mitzvah. Maybe it'll be your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. He says it's the same idea of Chaim Konevsky. It's a very nice piece. He asked the question, I don't know if it's the same, but similar. He asked the question, how come we find Ba'alei Tshuvas today? They ask him how they became Ba'alei Tshuvas. They said that some amazing days happened to them, which inspired them to do tshuva. So Rav Chaim Konevsky asked the question, why were they zeicha to a nes? Right then, before the nes happened, they weren't shomer Torah mitzvahs. So what schus did they have to deserve a nes that would inspire them to become a Baal Tshuva? So if Chaim Konevsky answers, because their parents weren't from, their grandparents weren't from, but the great-great-grandmother, or great-great-great, whatever it is, was from, and she benchlecht, and she davened that her children should be from. So once there's a tefillah there, the tefillah got to be answered. Shem can't let the tefillah go without being answered. Elamai, her children had the chira chavshes, and they decided not to be from. So Hashem has to make a nes to give at least an opportunity that somebody should eventually become frum to fulfill her tefillas. So if he wouldn't have become frum, then his son would have had the nes happen to him. And if he wouldn't have become frum, then the grandson. You know, but eventually that tefillah that the mother and grandmother made has to be mekuyim. If you put a
skus in the world, that's complete conjecture, right? There's no, he doesn't know that their great grandmother had that tefillah or whatever.
Well, yeah, but the difference is that Rav Chaim Kanevsky said it, so that's different than conjecture.
Okay,
he's saying it. He's sorry that otherwise, why would they have an A? So I'd say Rav Chaim Kanevsky's conjecture is pretty good.
So the interpretation of an ace.
It could also be a chedom. I mean, it doesn't have to be specifically a tefillah. It could be he had a great grandparent, great great grandparent, a particular schus that.
Yeah, okay, right. The idea is that just that we don't appreciate. We don't understand how could it be a person with such a tzaddik and his grandchildren aren't religious and there's nothing left and it doesn't make sense and you know. And then Hashem has a chesed, it works it out. It's going to be, you know, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, someone's going to become, you know, their mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. It works out. It comes back. And that's what I was telling them. You got you chaperai a mitzvah, you get two. You know, the derech lau. So, peis the chap.
Okay.
What?
I heard that in the name of the Chazanish, that idea that what Chaim Kanievsky is saying is
open. Yeah, I never heard of Chaim. I heard of Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, could be. It's there's a sefer, I forgot what it's called, on Kedushin from the Rosh Yeshiva. It was Rosh Yeshiva Beer Sheva. I forgot it's called Shinos. Sometimes I forgot what it's called. So he was a Talmud of it was in the Kodol Chazonish, but he was very close to Rav Chaim Kanevsky. So he tells in there, it's in the back of that sefer, he has all kinds of stories from Rav Chaim Kanevsky. So he tells a story. He tells a story that he was walking with Rav Chaim Kanevsky at Rav Schneier's Avaya, Rav Schneier Cutler. And he said to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, or maybe he said to the Stipler. Maybe it was the Stipler. I take it back. I'm having the Stipler, not Rav Chaim Kanevsky. I'm sorry. I take it back. He said to the Stipler that so many tefillahs, people daven, that Rav Schneier should be better, and they were all wasted. So the Stipler said, Chas v'sham, you can't say such a thing. The tefillah is never wasted. He says, if the pshat is they were davening for Rav Schneier, Hashem had a chesed, he couldn't give them Rav Schneier, but they'll get something else. They'll get a different rabbi, they'll get a different relative. And depending why they want Rav Schneier, they might not get as good as Rav Schneier, but they'll get something almost as good, half as good, quarter as good, whatever. He says, tefillah has to be accepted partially. There's no tefillah, they're just wasted. And then he told him this story, the mother davened that her kids should be frum. So it wasn't wasted. We'll go to the grandchildren. Okay, let's learn here a little bit. I told the kids in the high school a story. I just saw it in the Birnbaum, that Ron Birnbaum, when he was coming from America, from Shanghai, he was on the boat, and they went to San Francisco. So he was learning. So the people told him he should stop learning and look out to see the Golden Gate Bridge, one of the wonders of the world. He says he's busy learning. And they told him, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You'll probably never be in San Francisco again. You'll never get to see the Golden Gate Bridge. So he says, you're right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn when he has any science to see the Golden Gate Bridge.
I've somebody Rebbe told me in the name of the Rashi from KBY something about this, the schus never goes to waste. You told me something about...
I don't remember. KBY is Rav Golda.
He was friends with Rabbi's father or something? And
he was a friend of my father, but I don't remember him saying that.
Rabbi told me something about from Shame Him.
It could be. I don't remember. I'm sorry. My father was very friendly.
It was 28 years ago. I don't remember the details.
Okay. I don't remember. Don't remember. What did he say? He said such a thing.
No, because I had a situation where there was someone in Los Angeles who was nifter, and I asked Rebbe, he said, we had all the tefillahs in his shame, and Rebbe told me something that Rav Goldach told something about Rebbe's when Rebbe's mother was nifteris or something.
Whether or not tefillah is not going to waste, that was something else. No, that was something else. But I don't want to bow to everyone. But we'll bow to everyone for another minute. When my mother was nifter, so we told my father, Marshall, that there was a rich person who was very makbin on his covid, whatever, I don't know, covid, that everything had to be, you know, when the waiter serves him his food, it has to be proper and everything. So his wife was nifter, and he comes back from the funeral, he's all sweated up, and he tells the butler to bring him a cup of water. And the butler brought him a cup of water without all the normal, you know, without the silver tray and everything. So he screams at the butler, what's this? So the butler said, I figured in such a mood, you're coming back from your wife's avaya, you forget about all this narishkeit. So he said, Adirabba. He says, I just got one big clap. I don't need to get two claps. That's what he told my father. You have to be careful that people, when they get one clap and they let everything go, the one clap becomes two claps. He says, you have to make sure when you get one clap to limit it, that it shouldn't become a bigger clap. That's what he was saying, people, you know, whatever, okay, you lost your wife, okay? But don't, because of that, you get depressed and then you quit your job and then you do this and then you do that. You gotta stop that. That's what he told my father. I don't know how it tied into your situation, but that was what.
I don't either. That's not how I remember, but okay.
Okay, but that was what he told.
If they were Goldust and was connected to Rebbe's mother, so that's why that part I remember.
Not that much he did. We told them time to the Avaya that you gotta be very careful when you have a tzara that you don't expand the tzara. You gotta limit the tzara to only where the tzara is. Okay, so that would be a very good verse, but it's not negated to our sugya. Not even a gay to Shruas, but it's a very good voice. The brother was a very interesting person. Okay, that's the Tysus. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm such a batman, but I have to say, I just saw a sefer written, he told a story about Rav Goldav. Rav Goldav started Yeshiva Karim Yavne. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, but he somehow started the yeshiva. But he was booted out of the yeshiva. The end of his life, he got booted out of his own yeshiva. And it was terrible. I think he got a heart attack from it. So there's a sefer that came out about Rav Moshe Shapiro. So he tells the following story in there. Rav Moshe Shapiro is apparently very close to Rav Huttner. So he says that Rav Goldav told him this following story, that when Rav Huttner came to Israel, at some point, he came to visit Karim Yavne in the early years. And Rav Goldav prepared some food for him, whatever. And then there was some kid, some guy who had a little office, you know, wasn't in charge of like nothing, some little maintenance guy, so to speak, who went ahead and made his own private kiddush to welcome Rav Huttner. So, invited Rav Huttner to his own office, something, his own private kibbutz. Okay, very nice. I would think it's very nice. So Rav Huttner went to tell Rav Goldach and said, there's something strange about this guy. Was he making his own private little kiddush? What it means is that he has eyes and taking over the yeshiva. You should fire him because he's only gonna undermine you. Rav Huttner told him, based on the fact they made a kiddush to welcome Rav Huttner to the yeshiva. And so Rav Goldav says he laughed it off, right? The handyman, what do you have? Some little job. No. 20 years later, he's the one that gave me my heart attack. He's the guy that pushed me out of the yeshiva. Rav Huttner was right.
What's Rav Moshe Shapiro have to do with that my story?
What?
He's one told it over?
Yeah.
He said he did hear it from Rav Goldberg. He was very close to Rav Hutner, and apparently Rav Goldberg filmed the story about Rav Hutner. That's what's in there, the safer on Rav Moshe Shapiro. Anyway, that's an amazing story. You have to be able to see the person 20 years in advance. Rav Hutner figured out that this guy you can't trust. He has aspirations to take over the yeshiva. Okay. Anyway, nothing to do with anything, but it's a Kabbalistic story.
It's also amazing that Rav Hutner had the confidence. It wasn't just a theory. He told him to fire. He passed it to fire.
Yeah, the guy. To fire him. Based on the fact that he made a kibbutz to welcome him. You know, he said that that's strange, and it means that he's thinking he's the Baal Bus. It means he's thinking he's running the yeshiva. You gotta be. He wants power.
He's Pirishman at Seabor.
That's how much pride it's here, because he wants power. He wants to, you know, I made my own kibbutz for Rav Hutner. Anyway, yeah, it is pretty amazing. It's an amazing story. Okay. Anyway, so we're starting Taisus. Kamash Manan Dein El Kamam and Akarai. So this is really a new sugya, even though it's in the same sugya, but it's a brand new point. The last sugya was all the complications and the Kan and the Chavis. Your head could spin from it, but now it's nothing to do with anything. So the Gemara comes out that Ein El Kamam and Akarai. So Tema, Taisus as a Kasha. My time ain't open. Why is it that we don't go bus a ride to be mighty mammon? Lacey, the Calva Climber, we need in the fascists. Learn after the Calva Climber from the fascists. Gamina Perkans on Hedrick. Rav Yosha, Maisi, Lady Calva Climber, the Dina in the fascists. Uma Dina the fascists, the Chamir, Arachman, is your bus a ruba. That means you go bus a ride of the best. Can we also go after the Rav of the Bezdin? So we see over there in the Gemara, makes a Kal v'Chomer, that Mamin is more Kal than Nefashis. And if Rav Bezdin helped by Nefashis, surely Rav helps by Mamin. It's a Kal v'Chomer.
Sorry, Rebbe, just in the reading of Tosos, when he says Kedamrina Meperakama the Sanhedrin, is that prior to him bringing in the Boyoshia? Is the Boyoshia a second step?
No, that's probably, I thought that's what he's bringing. The Raboisha means just quoting the Gemara. It's probably, the Vav is probably in the Gemara's Lashon, I assume.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, we looked it up over Shabbos. It's not the.
There's no Vav there?
Nope.
Okay. I still think it's.
Can we take out the vav?
What?
No, Rav Ashi is in the Gemara. He's in the Gemara.
Yeah, but not with a vav.
Okay, I hear the question. I don't know. In other words, you're saying it's coming in very kind of the Sanhedrin, period. And the Rav Ashi has a new point. I don't know. I would not think that because Taivis doesn't usually quote the Gemara without telling you what the Gemara he's quoting. In other words, Perikam and the Sanhedrin is very ambiguous. You know, there's a lot of Perikam and the Sanhedrin. So,
but he's telling you already. He's telling you that to do a Kal v'Chomer.
Yeah, but where does it say that in the Gemara? So, you know, to say that he didn't quote it, then he's going, I just don't think so. First he's quoting the Gemara without quoting it, and then he quotes a new thing.
Say like we said in the beginning of Sanhedrin without actually quoting the words from the Gemara. Just always quotes the words from the Gemara.
It says Dav Gimel.
No. Taivis didn't say Dav Gimel.
That's the printer puts that in.
In Taivis' time, there was no Davim in the Gemara yet. The Dav Gimel was only once you had the printing press, and they made the Tzuris Hadav. Obviously, the Davim that we have today is determined because of the size of Taivis, right? That's what makes the pages. Sometimes some pages are bigger, some pages are smaller because of Taisus. Taisus couldn't have had Daf Gimel because he didn't have Taisus yet. So his Dafim were not the same Dafim as our Dafim.
I thought it was created by the Vilna Shas, but someone was telling me that it was even predates the Vilna Shas.
Yeah, it could be, yes. I think it was. But the Maisa was by the printers. Yes, by the printers, but the Tzura of the Daf, there was an earlier Shas, it was the same, but it wasn't with a different layout on each page.
Maybe Tyson said the daf, but it had a different daf. Then when they created the Gemaras we have now, they changed the
daf. I assume that in the old Ksav Yads, they didn't stick with dafim. They didn't. Every Ksav Yad had a different daf.
I'm just trying to defend myself.
People were capping over. They weren't following a certain Suras Hadaf. There was no Kedusha to a Suras Hadaf, and therefore they didn't cap. There was no Suras Hadaf of a. There was no Rashi. There was no Tisus. And it was if some people put more on a page, some people put less on a page. I don't think there was any concept of Dafim in Tisus.
They put the name of the Perek.
Okay. The question is would Tisus have quoted a Perek comment to Sanhedrin without telling you what he's quoting? In other words, according to Sandy, so to speak, Tisus must say, Tame, my time ain't hook my own road because he must give me a Perek comment to Sanhedrin, period. Revelation is a new point. I don't know.
we do say in Perek Kamet to Sanhedrin of Lasi, we do say Lasi the Kal Vachomer. That's what he's citing the where we say.
Okay, but I would be more inclined to think that he's actually quoting the Gemara. That's usually Titus does do that. He quotes the Gemara that he quotes. So that's what he's quoting in the next line. Rabbi Yashem, I say the Kalkardian and Fashis. It sounds like he's quoting
that. That Vav is problematic. It should be a dollar. The Deb Rabbi Yoshio.
Yeah, I hear.
What are the any fancy Gemaras out there? Are there any changes?
They change it to a dollar.
But, you know, sometimes a problem is not a problem, okay? Vav could be a dollar, yeah?
Yeah, but say that Nusach is not there, really. I mean, I'll open it up, but I don't remember the Nusach, how Tosis is citing it. It's not brought like that.
Okay. Anyway, I'm assuming at this point that that's what Tavis is quoting, that there is no 2 points, it's just 1 point. So again, so Rabbeisha says it's a
Kavah. Does Sandy have something to back that up as far as what the 2 points would be?
Yeah, he's backing it up because there's a Vav.
No, but I'm saying, what would the 2 points be then? What would the first question be?
No, he's raising... He's pointing out that we don't have ripe shot in Tisus, which is very important because we definitely don't have ripe shot in Tisus because at least at the end, we don't know if shot in Tisus. I mean, and we're not the only ones. No one knows, no one. But, you know, when you read Tisus, just simple, Tisus makes no sense, as we will hopefully see if I didn't battle too much today. So the more questions you have on Tisus, the more room for figuring out shots. So he's saying that he would prefer to say that there are 2 points and then maybe that could make some opportunities. I don't know. Okay, but let's go further. So Taibis Kasha is that we see over there that we go bust it right by Mami. Then he adds, Bafiru Ruba Delesa Kamon, Azina Bdina Nefashis Bust Ruba, Kamina Beresh Sarah Meyer. Okay, interesting. Here he doesn't quote. So that goes, slows me up a little bit. He doesn't tell you. He just says Kamina, and then the printer says Samuel Test, but he doesn't tell you where it is. So you see, sometimes Tavis does not tell you where it is.
Oh, but no, earlier it's a whole parak. Here it's only part of the parak.
Yeah, I'm saying, but Tavis could say Kamina Beres Saramira, and he's not telling, not quote the Gemara.
It's not leaving you that much.
He's leaving you highly have to know. Ruba Delesa Kamon. How do you see that? Doesn't use the words over there, Ruba Delesa Kamon.
No, I'm saying Resh Perek is a lot shorter than Resh Masechta.
Well, Red Perekama. It's a Perek.
It's a whole Perek. Okay. Here you have, you know, it's the beginning of a Perek.
Okay. No? Resh, okay, I hear. Okay, anyway, but why does Tavis bring this in? Fila Ruba Delesa Kamon. Why does Tavis bring that in? Why is that relevant to the question?
Well, if the robe over here is a Ruba Delesa Kamon and he wants to apply it here also.
Okay, so you have to say the Chaira, it's a very big that Tavis is assuming that our case is a Ruba Delesa Kamon.
Why can't Tosis also just want to make a point generally for all roofs? The Gemara is making a
grand statement. I don't think that's so misavra. Tavis only brings in things that are needed for his question. He's not stopping being a Yenta.
Right. Rebbe, obviously Tosis is saying maybe Hein Holkim Omer Acharav only applies by Ruba Delesa Kamon.
Ruba Delesa Kamon. Yeah.
Obviously. Right. But I'd like to understand two things. What defines Ruba de Issa come lasa come on.
Excellent question.
Why is it that Ruba de Issa come on is stronger than lesa the come on?
Okay, no, they're both excellent questions. You know, you want to know why? You want to know why it's even a better excellent question? But because the Chef Shemaisa says that Ruba de Lesa come on is stronger than Ruba de Issa come on.
What?
He only says it's Vada. No, Rebbe, isn't it Shemaisa?
No, he says it's Vada. He says it's stronger.
Is stronger or works?
Well, maybe he's arguing on Tysus.
No, not arguing. But it's probably he agrees it's on Tysus.
Rebbe, for those of us who aren't picky, what is it? What does
at the same time. But anyway, let's answer Nelson's question. Aruba, the Issa, leaving the Chef Shemaitza out of the picture, because the Chef Shemaitza is very interesting. In this superficial definition, Aruba, the Issa, come on, is that we counted the numbers ourselves and we know for sure, based on mathematical proofs, that the numbers are correct. Aruba, the Lesa, come on, we didn't make a mathematical count and it's based on projection that this is what it looks to us. Like the proper it looks to us that the majority of the people in the world are this way, but we haven't made an exact survey of every single person in the world. We didn't go into Africa. We didn't go into Asia. We didn't go. It looks like this seems to be the majority of the people that we see. Most people seem to call chavis a chavis and a cat a cat. Did we go ahead and take a survey and all over Eretz Yisrael and we checked with every single person? And we know for sure who calls a chavis, and who calls a kad a kad. Do we count every single number? It seems to us that it's a majority. So that would be called a ruba galasa come on.
How can you ever have a ruba galasa come on?
According to Tysus, it seems that this our case, that's the mashmalos of Tysus. The mashmalos of Tysus is that Tysus is assuming our case is a ruba galasa come on. Because the Ruba de Lesa come on is weaker. And the reason why it's weaker is because it's not guaranteed. It could be that maybe there's some group of people hiding in Africa who call Khan Chavez. I mean Africa, in Meir Sharem that you didn't count when you were making your survey. You left them out and you will discover if you really would have been more accurate, you were a pollster and you took, that's a pollster is a Ruba de Lesa come on. You took a survey of a certain percentage of the population. There's a possibility that survey is incorrect. So
that's what they always have. They say error plus or minus whatever percentage.
Right.
So they're more than that. Error plus or minus means that their statistical analysis says that that's what would be.
It's based on standard deviation.
So that would be called a Ruba de Lesa come on, it seems from
time. So Ruba de Lesa come on would be like, I know that there were two treif steaks here and one kosher steak. So that's a rove, the Lesa come on, that there were two.
The numbers are exact. And the numbers
so that,
are
that exact. That only apply to stuff where I know in front of me, Shor Shachot, this situation, I counted. There were two treif steaks.
We know for sure that there's a majority.
And a general case
to the judges. They're sitting there, 71 judges, and the majority of them are voting one way.
Right, that's Issa come on. But Ruba de Lesa come on would be that we're
Chavez.
How do you know that majority of the people in the world call Chavez a Chavez? Did you check? Did you go ahead and take a survey of the whole world and check the whole world and see that the whole world called a Chavez? It's not scientifically a bad Ruba de Issa.
So anything that's general human nature would be less
come on based on something in nature. Like okay, this is not just like
you're too smart. But that's obviously Tyvis doesn't know that yet, or Tessus doesn't know that.
That's mukhruch. Why is that?
Tyvis is calling our case Kad the Chavis.
Maybe there's something in nature that explains why rude people would call a chavis.
No, I don't think.
Gathering explains why people have opposite lexicon. Rebbe said last week that it's opposite lexicon. There's nothing in nature that makes opposite.
I don't know if it's opposite, but yes, I don't think there's anything in nature. So you happen to be right, but you're jumping the gun for me. In other words, the Chef Shemaitza does say Aaron Hertzberg knows too much Bikias. That the Chef Shemaisa says that a Ruba de Lesa come on is based on a law of nature, while a Ruba de Issa come on is just based on a coincidental Metzias. And that's why Ruben de Lesa come on is really stronger because it's a force.
We call it anecdotal. In science, they call it anecdotal. Okay. Anecdotal
but the chayra, in this case, it's not based on a force of nature. So, Tavis, what you would have to say is this is a Ruba de Lesa come on without the, which all the negatives of Ruba de Lesa come on without the minus of Ruba de Lesa come on.
It's a little tricky how we know that works.
What?
That gets tricky then how we know such a thing works.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, like, that seems to be what Tavis is saying. But anyway, that's not sure.
About the status
of it? What? I can't hear you.
Possible Tosis is not sure if this is Ruby the Less Common or not. I think it's basis.
Tosin
Sanhedrin is Mefurish that he says, and don't answer the question by saying that here it's Lasley, come on. Because it's it.
Okay. And other type is also, we don't assume type is said no. That doesn't sound so misdiverse. But anyway, but again, back here. So we're saying Tavis wants to answer the question. Say, maybe you'll answer the question that even though in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, it says that a Kavva Chaymer, Ruba de Raibitz, that's only a Ruba de Issa come on, but not a Ruba de Lesa come on. In our case, it's a Ruba de Lesa come on. The answer is we have a Gemara on Sanhedrin Samach Tes that even a Ruba de Lesa come on worked by Nefashis. What's the case over there? If a woman got married when she was 3 years old, she had Yibum, and then she was Mizana, so we kill the person she's Mizana with, even though there's a possibility that maybe she's an Idonis. And if she's an Idonis, then it wouldn't be the Kedushin, it wouldn't be Chau. The Yibum's not Chau if she's an Idonis. And therefore, the guy said, why is the guy Chai Misa? So it turns out we rely on the right. So we rely on the right to go ahead and kill the person. So we see that Aruba, that's Aruba de Lesa, come on. We didn't take a survey of all the people in the world, how many are Idonis and how many are not Idonis. And this is not a parish, but Aruba parish, but it says that's Aruba de Lesa, come on. And it still works by Nefashis.
When you have an overwhelming majority, the overwhelming majority of the world we know are not Idonis. I don't know
if that's overwhelming. I don't know. The Tavis doesn't say that. Let me continue. I want to get to that. What the difficulties? So at least we can know what our difficulties are. The Eish Leimar.
Wait.
Let me answer that question. The question is that Pashtus, Pshat and Taibis question is only from a conglomeration of Sanhedrin Daf Gimel together with Sanhedrin Samach Tes. Sanhedrin Samach Tes tells you that by Nefashis we go by Ruba de Lesa, come on. If we only had Sanhedrin Samach Tes, you can't ask the question because who said that's only Nefashis? This is Mamim. Daf Gimel tells us that we make a Kavva Chaymer that if Ruba de Issa come on works by Mamim, by Nefashis, it also works by Mamim. That's not a Kasha here because we're Ruba de Lesa come on. But if you put the two Gemaras together, then you have a Kasha, because the Gemara on Samach Tes says that Ruba de Lesa come on worked by Nefashis. And the Gemara on Daf Gimel says we make a Kavva Chaymer, that whatever worked by Nefashis works by Mamet. So you put the two together. The Gemara on Samach Tes says Ruba de Lesa come on worked by Nefashis. The Gemara in Daf Gimel says you can learn out Mamin, a Kavva Chaymer, from the Nefashis. Therefore, we should learn out a Kavva Chaymer that a Ruba de Lesa come on worked by Mamin also.
And therefore, Hecha Mamin Acharoy.
And therefore, in our Gemara, granted our Gemara is a Ruba de Lesa come on, we should say Hecha Mamin Acharoy. So, what the seemingly type is Kasha, which is very important, he's not asking a Kasha from Daf Gimel alone, and he's not asking from Samach Tes alone. He's only asking from a conglomeration. He's taking two halves. In order to ask the question, he needs two facts. He needs that whatever works by Nefashis is a Kavva Chaymer by Mamin, and he needs that Ruba de Lesa come on works by Nefashis. When you have those two factors together, then he has a Kasha. since Ruba de Lassa Kamon works by Nefashis, as it says in Samachtes, and since we make a Kavachimer from Nefashis to Mamin, as it says in Daf Gemo, therefore we shall make a Kavachimer that a Ruba de Lassa Kamon, which works by Nefashis, works by Mamin.
Do you need the Gemara and Daf Gemo for that?
What?
Would you need the Gemara and Daf Gemo?
Yes, because without the Gemara and Daf Gemo, we wouldn't know that we make a Kavachimer, that whatever works by Nefashis works by Mamin.
Isn't it a Dava Pashit? The Kavachomer.
I don't know. Not so much. The Gemara says it. Without the Gemara, I wouldn't know. I would say that Mamin has a Cheskes Mamin, and a Cheskes Mamin is a special kayak, which
Nefashis doesn't have a Cheskes Mamin. More than in Sfarad, it's more than in Nefashis.
Maybe. I don't know. Without a Gemara, you know, there's room always to argue. Without a Gemara, you could say that Cheskes Mamin is stronger, is a special force, is an alto cielo, is a hamotze, command the covenant keva, and by Dine Nefashis, you don't have a Cheskes Mamin.
The relevance of the Kavachomer is Lahore even without a Cheskes Mamon. No, I'm saying even without a Cheskes Mamon, we still need a Kavachomer.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, maybe. But I'm just answering Rabbi May's question. Okay. But let me continue. Okay, so Tavis answers. Here's where the problem starts. So Tavis says, V'yesh lo'imar, t'hosem gabi ch'tanyonim shiny, t'choshem mi'yitetu k'man d'lekel. Also, okay, period. What does this mean? What does that mean? So the simple shot is that there's a special litin in Bezin that the miyat don't count. Because although we see a little Max, he wants to join the share. He wants to join, no, not the other Max. Avram Max, his son, wants to join the share. You know, so let him join. So
it's a daughter, so I think
okay, it's a daughter. I'm sincere, I'm sorry. Anyway, so the simple shot is that when you have a Bezin and the Miet go ahead and disagree, so once Bezin Paskin, the Miyat are obligated to accept the opinion of the majority. They're obligated to be Batal Daitenu. Torah says, Achrei Rabban, had the Mistama, the majority's right. So the Miyat, after the Bezin, the majority Paskin, has voiced their opinion, the Miyat, so to speak, almost like take back their opinion. The Miyat, they take back their opinion. So therefore,
We say the whole Bezin Paskins. We don't say majority of the Bezin Paskins.
I'm not sure if I would agree with you, because there's a nuanced difference between what I said and what you said, but I don't know if I want to get into it yet, please. But I said it slightly different. I said the majority Paskins just submit, take back their objection. I didn't say the whole Bezin Paskins.
So that only works by 71 people said
it works by Teisha Chanuyos.
With 69 abstaining.
Right. So
we don't have to say the taking back is a function of the din rov. The din rov is that we go bust with the majority.
Right, that's right.
A totsav going bust with the majority is that the miyat in a basin has to take back. No taking back.
So how does this answer the question?
Is Tosis being mechadish this here? We never knew this before, and Tosis is forced to be mechadish.
I don't know. But let me just try and figure out, because this is what I want to. How is this supposed to answer the question?
It doesn't.
Oh, thank you. How is it supposed to answer the question? Because seemingly it answers the question from Daf Gimel. Now, as Tav is asking Kasha from Daf Gimel, see in Daf Gimel, we follow a Roy by Bezin, even Bain by Nefashis, Bain by Mamin. Teretz is.
What's the case in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel?
When you come to court, the majority of the judges pass in one way. The minority passed in the different way, and we follow the majority to kill the person or to take away the money. So that shows, Tavis Havamina was that it proves that you go Busser Reif by Mamet. Tavis answer is it doesn't prove anything, because over there, the Miet withdraw. Now, why does Aaron Hertzberg say that? That doesn't answer the question.
Because you just make a kava chumer from Ruben Lessa, come on, and obviously not.
Oh, right. So the Pasha doesn't answer the question at all. One second, because before Shamir jumps on me, the Pasha doesn't answer the question at all. Because Pasha Chat, Tavis's question really wasn't from Dav Gimel. Tavis's question was from Samathes. And Samathes, we see that by Nefashis, we follow Ruben Lessa, come on. All that Gimel showed us is that we can make a kavachaymer, that whatever works by nefashes works by mamon. So Tavis's question is a conglomeration. I see on that samothes that Ruba de Lesa come on work by nefashes. I see on that Gimel that we make a kavachaymer, whatever works by nefashes work by mamon. Therefore, I should make a kavachaymer that Ruba de Lesa come on works by mamon. So the fact that on Daf Gimel, that Rav is different, because that Rav doesn't have a miyat, who cares? That Rav was different anyway, because that Rav on Daf Gimel is a Ruba de Isa, come on. And here's a Ruba de Lassa, come on. Titus doesn't care that Rav is different. It's irrelevant and immaterial. All Titus needs is that we make a Kavachaymer. So the Pashas, this doesn't answer anything.
No, but once it's a fundamentally different type of roiv, then mechatesi, you would make a kavachaymer from Daf Samad Tes anymore.
Why? The Gemara and Samad Tes and Gimel says that there's a kavachaymer. Anything that works by nefashis is a kavachaymer. It works by mamon. So if I'll see now that migui works by nefashis, then I'll make a kavachaymer. It works by mamon. If I see, the Gemara tells me a theory. That you can make a kavachomer from the fascist to mamet. Now you can, once you have that theorem, then you can apply it in any case and you find anywhere that works by the fascist. So the fact that the case of Rav and Gimel is not comparable to our Rav is irrelevant, because anyway it wasn't comparable to our Rav, because our Rav is a Ruba de Lassa, come on, and over there is a Ruba de Isa, come on. Tavis's whole kasha was that I know Ruba de Lassa, come on, works by nefashis from Samathes. From Samathes, you also learn out that Ruba works even when there's a miyat, because over there in Samathes, you can't say miyat come on de Lassa, because that's not a case of judges. So seemingly, Tavis's answer does not in any which way answer his kasha, right? So far. So Shamir's getting all upset. But that's the most blatant. So far, it's a blatant kasha.
What was the case in the beginning of the Tosas? What was the case?
Explain simply the next line of Tosas goes on to explain that there's Shani Dayanim.
Okay, I know.
Before we get there, doesn't in the very beginning of Tosas, what Tosas says, "Ma tam ein hachol leisim b'kav chol medinim nefashos." What was Tosas kasha from nefashos to what kind of case of mamonis by Dayanis? What kind of case?
Maybe in the beginning of Tosas. Yeah. Tavis wasn't splitting between Ruba de Isa come on and Ruba de Lassa come on.
Okay.
So therefore he was saying, you see, and the Ruba de Isa come on by Dayanim. So then he was making a kavachaymer to all rives. So then Enachinami, if Tavis would have stopped his kasha there, then it would be a good answer. Mm-hmm. Tavis in his beginning thought that I see from over there, Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, that all rives work for nefashis. Then he makes a kavachaymer that all right, but work for mamon. But Tavis Gupa shrugs up that kasha, because then he says, wait a second, maybe Ruba de Lassa, come on, is different. So Tavis is already saying that you can't bring a raya from Daf Gimel, because our Rav is different than that Rav.
But what's down that kavachaymer in the beginning of...
What?
What's down the kavachaymer in the beginning
of... The kavachaymer is that if Bezdin, when whatever number of Bezdin you have, the majority of Bezdin paskin, we rely on the majority of Bezdin to kill the person, we should also rely on the majority of Bezdin to paskin by mamon.
To a Bezdin.
Originally thought that proves we go by Rav by mamon. Then Tavis says, well, that really doesn't prove it, because that's a Ruba de Lassa, come on. So then Tavis went to the Gemara on Samad Tes to prove that Ressa, come on, works by nefashis. Aye, that's only nefashis, not mamon. So it's a conglomeration. Some of that shows me that type of roiv works by nefashis. Now, if Gimel tells me you make a kavachomer, therefore you have a kasha. So the fact that the Daf Gimel's roiv is different than the roiv here is totally irrelevant.
Wait.
I didn't discuss about me and the
chazaka. We're stopping halfway through Tyson's answer, saying it's not an answer. What does
okay,
that mean?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let's continue.
Can I just throw something in? The Tosis doesn't ask from the beginning, why don't we just make a kavo homie here from nefashos to mamonos? He asks it based on the Gemara there. What was he adding there based on the Gemara to show that there's a hechruch or some experience in other Gemaras where we make a kalachomer from nefashos to mamonos? That means without that Gemara, we never knew for whatever reason, even though nefashos is clearly more serious than mamonos, we would not have made that kalachomer on our own. We only would make a kalachomer based on this historic example of this Gemara.
But once the Gemara tells you, you make it, so you make it.
You only make it.
I can go to Sam of Tess and make the same Kavachimer. Okay, let me go because I want to get further because Binyamin is not going to shoot me if I don't go further. What is this supposed to mean?
Pleasure shot is saying that if there's a psak din to be motzi the mamon, the fact that you have a chazaka that it's yours until established otherwise doesn't make for a difference.
In other words, it's something like it sounds like he's saying that I'm not sure if it's and as we know bezin, especially we know bezin have a kayach of hefker bezin hefker, so if bezin paskin that it's not yours, so they undermine your muksik. Somehow or another, they're psak. So what he's saying is that on Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, and both answers are discussing Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. First answer is saying in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, there's no miyut. And the second answer is saying that in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, there's no muksik. Now that sounds like an answer all by itself. Right? In other words, without Sanhedrin, the whole kasha was, we had a Gemara on Samuel Tess that says Rav works by nefashis. Just because Rav works by nefashis doesn't prove it's going to work by Mammon. Mammon has a special svara of Amos Mechavei Avaraya. Nefashis doesn't have that svara of Amos Mechavei Avaraya, Pashtas. The whole reason Tavis had a Kasha is because of the Gemara and Daf Gimel. Because the Gemara and Daf Gimel say that there's a Kamachomer. If Rav works by nefashis, it works by Mammon. So now Davis is answering that it's not a kasha because in the case of the Gemara, where the Gemara made a kavachomer, there was no muksik. Because since Bezin is some kind of power, that when Bezin make up sack, they mafgimine, Bezin destroy the muksik. So it comes out that on Daf Gimel, of course there's a kavachomer that we learn out nefashis, that if the rav works by nefashis, it works by mamin. Because there's no muksik. But in a case where there is a muksik, it could be really works by nefashis and it doesn't work by mamon. So the problem, the million-dollar problem, is that Taiva seems to say two totally unrelated things. First, he seems to say that on Daf Gimel, there's no right, there's no miyut. That doesn't seem to answer the question at all. Then he throws in another point that on Daf Gimel, there's no muksik. That seems to answer the question all by itself. Because if on Daf Gimel, there's no muksik, so when the Gemara said a kavachomer, it's only a kavachomer to a situation where there's no muksik. But there's no kavachomer to a situation when there's a muksik. So Taivis makes two parts. And the first part seems to be irrelevant and immaterial, doesn't seem to do anything. Second part seems to be a sufficient answer all by itself. So what's David doing?
Why isn't that like a little circular? If we wouldn't make the Kal V'Chomer, then there would be a Muchzak because Basin wouldn't be able to, on the basis of a Rove, kill the Muchzak. So now if you want the Kal, if you feel like that the Muchzak by Mamon could stand up to the Kal V'Chomer, then just say you shouldn't make a Kal V'Chomer that results in killing the Muchzak.
But then if Basin have the power to remove not the Muchzak, then they're not impressed by the
Muchzak. By a unanimous Basin. The Basin that is going to exercise his power on the basis of a Rove, which is what the Gemara is trying to prove there, right?
So Basin is a Rove, and because it's a Rove, they want to exercise their power. They want to follow the Rove.
Then why can't the Muchzak stop the
Kal V'Chomer? They go ahead and they destroy the Muchzak. Yeah, they have the ability to destroy a Muchzak.
But if the Kal V'Chomer,
exactly how they destroy the Muchzak. I don't want to say, you know, how it's the type of language is ambiguous. But he says, though Bezin mafkimine, somehow or another, Bezin destroy the Muchzak.
Does everybody feel that language of Bezin? Is Muchzak to be talking about the din Muchzak? Maybe it's just saying that even though there is this day of the Miat, right? There is this day of the Miat, which the Muchzak can say, well, it's not that day is a valid day. Afal Pekin is a psak din to be motzi, so that psak din is motzi even though there is such a day that you kind of.
Typhus lashon is hasam the lack of a meimar hasam ukeim amayin becheskas mare. Says the svara of ukeim amayin becheskas mare doesn't apply there
because there is a miat day, which Tosha says there could be a miat day for day tomorrow, but so if the based in paskin, the based in paskin.
Okay. I don't know. Boshim Shad is, he doesn't say, you should say, Daha, there's no miyut.
No, there is a miyut. I'm saying, again, we have to understand on how that works with the first part of Tosus, but if we say that, as far as the first part of Tosus, the stock didn't, there's no miyut, but Be'etz in the day of the miyut is, it is a day. So you need the fact that the next step to say that even though there is this day of the miyat, the bezdin, the psak din of the bezdin is mafkamine.
Yeah, but once you say that, whatever that means, then the chayra that answers the kashu all by itself, because now it comes out that that there's no kal v'chomer, that only in that situation is there a kal v'chomer.
If
it works by mamon. That's in a situation where, like the mamar ukimana becheskas mare, but in a situation where you can say that, then we know kal v'chomer.
Why?
Let me just
again, because if you didn't say the miyat kamanda lesa, I guess in structure, if you didn't say the miyat kamanda lesa, then there is no unified psak din. There's a rove and there's a miyat.
I don't know. I don't know. And let me just, I'd rather put down the problems and not. Okay, I. Let me finish, please. So now, Typhus is combining the two answers together, right? In other words, it's not, someone could have thought that these are two separate answers, but it's not true because the Ika Miyat is the first answer. Because in our case is a miyut, while in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel there's no miyut because they're mevatel the das. So that's the first answer. The chazaka is the second answer. Then in our case there's a chazaka. In Sanhedrin Daf Gimel there's no chazaka. So he's lo azina baseruba. So the problem is that there's like two problems. The problem is that seemingly the first answer is irrelevant. The second answer suffices by itself. But yet Typhus seems to make, Typhus seems to make some form of conglomeration to put the two together.
Typhus seems to be saying that the Hefker Besen has Hefker only works because of the fact that the Miyut gets obliterated.
Okay, I don't know. We'll hear your answer, but I just want to put down the problem.
I'm just reading Tosis.
Okay. I didn't see that in Tosis. But the problem that we have like this is that seemingly, superficially, Taibis is saying two totally separate answers. The first answer is that over there on Daf Gimel, the Mi is Kaman Delasa. That doesn't help us at all because on Daf Samach Tes, the Mi is not Kaman Delasa. The second answer is that the reason why on Gimel there's a Kava Chomer is because the Muksik is destroyed. But over here, the Muksik's not destroyed and there is no Kava Chomer. In other words, maybe when a muksik is a strong enough force to beat a raiv. Muksik doesn't work by nefashis, there's no muksik. And when the Gemara on Daf Gimel made a Kav HaChomer, that's because over there, also there was no muksik, even by Mamin, because somehow or another, Bez didn't destroy the muksik. So that sounds like a good answer. But that answer doesn't, he's nothing to do with the first answer. That's the problem.
So wouldn't we also have the problem that the wouldn't we also have the problem that the that both answers are working in Daf Gimel and we're relying on Daf Samach Tes?
The second answer is good because the second both in order for Taibis to ask his kasha, he needs a conglomeration of Daf Samach Tes plus Gimel. Samach Tes proves us that Aruba Delesa Kamon works by Nefashis, and Daf Gimel Tel proves us that whatever works by nefashis works by mammon. So the second step of that question is being challenged by Tavis's answer. It's not true that anything that works by nefashis works by mammon. Only when mammon doesn't have a muksik, then whatever works by nefashis works by mammon. But when mammon has a muksik, then it could be what works by nefashis will not work by mammon. So that answers the question. So the second half answers the question alone, because it takes off, since you need both Gimel, you need from Daf Gimel the premise that we make a Kav HaChomer. And this challenges the Kav HaChomer, because it says that only on Daf Gimel we make a Kav HaChomer, because in Daf Gimel there's no Muksik. But on Samach Tes, where there would be a Muksik, we would never make a Kav HaChomer. Because whenever there's a muksik, we wouldn't make a Kav HaChomer. In our case, there's a muksik, we don't make a Kav HaChomer. So that does answer the question. So the second half seemingly answers the question all by itself without anything to do with the first half. So this is the problem. Why in the world does Taivis, what is the first half of Taivis doing? What is Taivis bringing in for? What is it doing? How does it help? Why is it needed? Right? That's all the problems that everyone is discussing here. Okay, so we have, I think I sent, did I send you, or did I just told you to where it is? Did I send a copy of it? I think so. Did I send a copy of the Kuntjes of Sykes? No?
I know.
But Rabbi Seabrow did.
Rabbi Seabrow did? Rabbi Seabrow, okay. So, but someone sent it. Yeah, so there's a Kutras of Sveikas, a Simon Klauvav, Ois Beis, and it keeps on going and going. It's Beis, Gimel, maybe even Dal, I don't know, but I think we should read it. We have to read him, what he's saying. What can you do? Sometimes you have to read Maramakam is inside. So I don't know if we'll read it inside in the share, but it's a long Maramakam. It's quite long, but it starts Klauvav, Ois Beis. Okay. All right. Anyway, okay.